This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, May 16th. I'm Patricia Naft. It's 8 a.m. As crews in California battle wildfires in San Diego County, it's a reminder that the wildfire season has already started here in the West. Colorado's 2014 fire outlook was released earlier this week. KBNF's Laura Palmisano has more.
The outlook, presented by the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control, predicts the state's wildfire potential is normal, at least for the early part of the wildfire season. The areas with the greatest potential for wildfire are the plains of eastern Colorado until greenup expands, southeastern Colorado where severe to extreme drought persists, and southwest Colorado where snowpack is below average, according to the outlook. Governor John Hickenlooper signed three wildfire-related bills into law this week, including one that allocates $20 million towards the creation of a state aerial firefighting fleet. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The Bureau of Land Management's Uncompahgre Field Office started a prescribed burn yesterday 10 miles west of Norwood. A BLM press release says the objective of the fire is to reduce the risk of wildfire to nearby power lines, reduce hazardous fuels in the area, and improve wildlife habitat. The burn is expected to treat 120 acres of pinyon juniper vegetation and to last 3 days. The town of Paonia is considering hiring an interim town manager. The town council recently decided to explore the idea after recommendations from their human resources consultant and the Colorado Department of Local Affairs. The council's looking at four candidates, all suggested by the state. The position will last between 3 and 6 months. The candidates all have experience with town management. Phone interviews with the candidates are scheduled for Tuesday. This week, KUNC and Greeley and Rocky Mountain PBS are looking at some of the critical issues facing mental health funding and services across Colorado. Mountain West states, including Colorado, have higher suicide rates compared to the rest of the country. Weld County reported 49 suicide deaths in 2013, marking a 10-year high. Some public health professionals say easier access to death certificates could help them more effectively focus suicide prevention campaigns and strategies. KUNC's Jackie Fortier has more.
Colorado has the 8th highest suicide rate in the country. In Weld County, Health Department Director Dr. Mark Wallace knows that men between the ages of 45 and 64 are most at risk. But the more complex factors driving that trend are a mystery.
It's hard to take action when you don't understand the problem well enough.
And Wallace says his understanding could be improved if he had ready access to thousands of death certificates locked up in a vault just down the hall from his office.
We would be able to be more responsive, I think, in understanding some of the issues around suicide if we were able to go in and take a look at those suicides and then maybe contribute back some of that information.
Death certificates contain a person's ethnicity, their occupation, if they had significant health conditions like cancer or depression, a veritable goldmine of information. But Colorado is a closed record state, meaning death certificates are confidential, even to public health officials like Wallace.
So if I wanted to go in from a research perspective, for example, around suicides, that would have to be a special request made to the state registrar because that wouldn't be a normal element in the public database.
So as it stands now, vital records laws restrict Wallace to only cause and county of death, age, and sex.
Colorado is fairly restrictive.
Jeff Boyles is a law professor at Temple University's Fox School of Business and has studied how different states treat death certificates nationwide.
Colorado gives its state registrar broad power to allow or deny access to records data for research purposes. The state registrar is able to impose conditions or restrictions of its choosing for obtaining research access.
So if Wallace wanted to access all of the information on death certificates where suicide cases were concerned,
we have to outline our request to the state, complete a formal request, wait to hear back from the state if we've been granted that, and then lastly, the state will provide us the information we've requested if they approve it.
So even though Weld County's death certificates are physically located in Wallace's office, By law, it's up to State Registrar Ron Hyman in Denver to decide what, if any, information can be made available for research purposes.
I try and make a reasoned decision that is defensible because any decision I make is appealable to the courts.
While Wallace hasn't had a data request rejected, he says the process is so laborious and time-consuming, often his office just can't afford to do it.
There are times in which you think, I want to do just a simple check on this to be able to do a quick look, find out if there's anything that would highlight what we might do differently, and you just can't do it.
This is a problem when part of your job is to create campaigns to try and decrease negative public health trends like suicides. Ron Hyman says he's hoping to launch an electronic database by the beginning of next year. It would give county health departments access to pre-produced reports, but not the in-depth data that Wallace says would really help.
Our challenge is, when is that not enough? When do we not know enough out of that public data set to want to create this ask of the state registrar to say, we're not quite sure we understand this yet.
So what would it take to make Colorado's records more accessible to public health officials?
It would take a change in those laws by the General Assembly to loosen those restrictions.
Dana Matthew is a health law professor at the Wolf Law School at the University of Colorado in Boulder.
That happens when a committee or a commission holds hearings, gathers evidence, and reaches a consensus about the need to change language in existing laws. That would be exactly the step that would be required.
And that may happen down the road. Colorado lawmakers did create a statewide suicide prevention commission during this year's legislative session. While members have yet to be named and meet, the commission must make annual recommendations to the state legislature. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.
We'll wrap up this series tonight with KUNC's Benta Berkland looking at the State Suicide Commission created by lawmakers this year and the other mental health issues they dealt with during the legislative session. You can find this story at our website at kvnf.org. Stay tuned for Alan and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.